We can get a little squeamish talking about subjects below the waist, but we have to have those conversations. They can save lives. That's the experience of our next guest. Mary Vadina is a cancer survivor, so she did not become one of the 28,000 or so American women who die from gynecological cancers every year. And she's determined to help other women be aware of the dangers of ovarian and uterine and other gynecological cancers. Mary Vadina created the Symptom Calendar, symptomcalendar.com, and she lives in Ashland and joins me in the studio. Mary, good to have you here.
Oh, it is a pleasure to be here. I really appreciate this opportunity.
Well, knock wood, this is a positive story. We're talking 11 years after your initial cancer diagnosis. What happened?
We are talking 11 years after. So here's what happened. Almost exactly this time, 11 years ago, had met a friend who was at the end of her life with ovarian cancer. I asked her if there was anything she wanted to share. And she listed a few symptoms, and she said, "They're so subtle, I just wish I hadn't ignored it." About 3 weeks later, I realized I had some of those symptoms. I called my local doctor, Dr. Sylvia Chatroux, and went right in. They heard me, they believed me. And within a week, I had had a transvaginal ultrasound and found that I, in fact, needed surgery immediately. And during surgery, was diagnosed with stage 1 ovarian cancer. Stage 1 because the symptoms were so subtle. I knew the symptoms. I went immediately. And Dr. Chatroux's office believed me. They heard me, they acknowledged me, and they knew what to do. So I had just the best of the best all the way along, again, because I had early detection.
Sylvia Chatroux has been a guest on The Exchange, too,
for
her books. But, yeah, we've had some fun times with her. But so it was really just a matter, and the person, let's give the name to the person who told you about her symptoms, Dr. Ellen Corey.
Dr. Ellen Corey, and just within a month of the end of her life, she shared this with me. And here I am. So after treatment, after my surgery, I realized that I needed chemotherapy. And while I was at the infusion center in Medford, I was by far the oldest woman with a gynecological cancer. Everyone else was younger, and everyone else had advanced stages of cancer. So because I was there, I was asking them, talking, what were their symptoms? And pretty quickly collected a list of 12 symptoms that seemed fairly common among all of these women. And since I was there for 6 rounds of chemo, I met lots of people. And so we put the symptom calendar together. And it was inspired by one young woman who was sitting in the chair next to me. And I asked her what she wanted from sharing her symptoms. And she said, "I want my illness to count." And I didn't have an idea of a symptom calendar then, but I did tell her, "We're going to think of something." And this is it. And here we are. So we put the calendar together with my husband, Mike. Our son, David, did all the work online. A friend here in town, Chris Rose Merkel, helped with all the graphics and putting it together. And we put it online. Almost immediately started to hear from people that used the calendar and lived.
Lived, yes.
And lived.
Lived. Mary Vadina is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the creator of the Symptom Calendar, symptomcalendar.com. And you can join us with your emails to jx@jeffnet.org. Since it's that important, why don't we go through the list of symptoms here?
That's great.
Any irregular bleeding between periods after menopause includes brown spotting or a single drop of blood. Vaginal discharge with or without odor can be watery, bloody, or a yellowish color. I should tell people, don't drink your coffee right now.
Yeah, it's not breakfast.
3, bloating or lower abdominal fullness. 4, pain in pelvic or abdominal area can be light to severe. 5, urinary changes in urgency, pressure, frequency. 6, changes in bowel movements can be constipation and or diarrhea. Is it in front of you?
I do
have it. Okay, why don't you finish the list? I'm just reading because I didn't realize you had one with you.
Difficulty eating, quickly sated, indigestion, unexplained weight loss, vaginal itching and burning, new lump or ulcer in genital area, fatigue, shortness of breath, menstrual-like cramping can be light to heavy. And we found among all of these women, including myself, the most important symptom was just an intuition, knowing something's not right. I don't feel right. I don't feel like myself. Something's not right. And that was my primary symptom when I went to Dr. Chatrou's office. And the fact that they heard that saved my life.
So it's a long list. Obviously, not everybody's going to get all of these things. But how have you designed the calendar to work then? What do you want people to do with the list and the box of days below?
So here's how it works. You track your own symptoms. So if you feel that you've got some concern about something, track your symptoms by putting the corresponding number in on the date on the calendar.
So pain in the pelvic or abdominal area, there's your four. You know,
yeah.
You put that on that day.
Mm-hmm. You'd say four, and you would write all the numbers down. Meanwhile, call your healthcare professional. So when you go in to see them and they suggest that you track, that you come back, that we look at this later, you can pull out the calendar and say, already did it, here are my symptoms, and let's move forward. One of the best things, I think, that we've found in this calendar, besides how many people we've heard from who are still here, is the vast majority have had their anxieties relieved because they realized, I only have one symptom 2 days a month. That's not an issue. I also want to say here, I am not a medical person at all. I have no training, no background.
Good disclaimer.
I'm not in any way. I'm a regular person who had no cancer in my family, found out that I had a deadly cancer, and it's 11 years later, and here I am.
So is there a particular line at which, I mean, if you have the one thing, you know, every other week, it's not a thing, but is there where should you be concerned then if you're starting to see these in multiple or more frequent?
We really suggest, and this is from oncologists that we've talked with,
sure,
that it's 5 to 14 days. Mm-hmm. If you're having a similar group of symptoms over a 5 to 14 day period of time, it's a good idea to check. And it's also, I think it's really important to remember that healthcare professionals want to help you. This is a tool for you to help yourself so they can help you.
Mary Vadiner is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the creator of the Symptom Calendar, symptomcalendar.com, which is a very simple website that provides a picture, a description, and a link to a PDF that you can download and print up to keep track of symptoms that could indicate a gynecological cancer. You can join us. We have a little time left to send an email to jx@jeffnet.org. Mary, how long was your treatment between surgery and chemo?
I had surgery in November. And my chemo was over in April.
Okay, so.
And, you know, a couple of moments with this, the life of the calendar. First, I'll be in line at Costco and somebody will recognize me from the picture and say, my mother used the calendar and is alive.
Mm-hmm.
I hear probably once a month from people here in the Valley. And it's extraordinary, but I hear more often from people who say, I used the calendar, I'm fine. That's just the way my body works. There's not an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, to know that you've eased anxiety is really great.
Yeah, so it's not just that people have been able to say, well, I got to the doctor and took care of this, but also that they seem to know their own bodies somewhat better now.
Most people I hear from, they've been able to ease the worry, and that's been great. For me personally, the first close friend of mine that used the calendar and was diagnosed and successfully treated, and now it's 10 years later for her. That was very emotional for me, and I realized this really is in the world and really works. And then I used it for myself this last fall. I used it again and diagnosed with thyroid cancer, and I've now just completed successful treatment for that. And there we are.
So it's not just for. I mean, this 12 symptoms listed here are generally about gynecological cancers, but you can still use a symptom calendar for anything you're saying.
We've heard from people who've used it to track other illnesses, just to find a pattern, and then to be able to really record the symptoms. So when they go in to see their healthcare professional, it's not just, I don't know, something's wrong. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just don't feel mm-hmm. right. People have used it for everything from, again, different illnesses. We heard from a family that it helped them convince a grandpa that he needed some help at home. Mm-hmm. And they just the idea of tracking.
Yeah, it's a journal in a sense.
It's journaling, but using it for physical issues.
So there seems to be a bit of a misunderstanding about the symptoms of gynecological cancers, mm-hmm. and it looks like you've actually trademarked the phrase to correct that misunderstanding.
Yes, thank you for bringing that up. The statistics for surviving. I'm sorry, I still have trouble with my throat since my last.
I understand, but
the statistics of surviving gynecological cancers has not changed much over the last 40 years, and that's because it's called silent and deadly. And Mike, my husband, came up with, no, the symptoms are quiet, not silent. There are symptoms, but it depends on you knowing your body, tracking, advocating for yourself, and helping your healthcare professional help you.
Wow. So quiet, not silent.
It's
a real – how much do you think it adds to the situation that these are symptoms that occur in people's private parts largely?
I have a friend whose dad calls it Sector B. and I bet she's listening out there. it's Sector B. Uh-huh. And it – calling it Sector B helps a bit in easing the, look, that's what we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. And you're exactly right. It's excused. It's embarrassing. But it can save your life.
Yeah. Well, the way I got into this was talking about, you know, we don't like to talk about things below the waist.
Yeah. And, Sector B.
Yeah, some of the more memorable conversations of the program we've had about Sector B. And in fact, a friend who knew you were coming on and knows you also said, can't wait to hear you talk about X.
Well, I am.
and so you mentioned people in the Valley, but have you heard from people elsewhere in the world who have made the download and used the calendar?
Heard from a woman in Paris who had a friend here in Ashland. So when we created the calendar, I sent it to everybody I knew and just said, share it. And it went around the world. We heard from a woman in England. I heard from this woman in Paris. I've heard from people all over the country. And again, the vast majority realizing they're fine. And some who it has saved their life. We live here in Ashland along the TID. I was weed whacking to keep the grass down the other day, and a woman walked by and asked, is that you? And I said, well, it's me, but
which me?
But what? And she said, I used the symptom calendar 9 years ago, saved my life, and now I rescue old dogs. Thank you for saving my life. And she just went on her way. It was fabulous, wonderful.
Now, your own activism or sense of community got a bit of a tune-up, it sounds like, from your experience with cancer.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So just fortunate all the way around. It was a difficult way to get to this place to experience cancer, but I'm very grateful I could be here and do this.
And so do you do volunteer work and some other outreach work?
Yep, speaking to different groups. Mm-hmm. We also work with photos and volunteer with dogs. Mm-hmm. Just being here in Ashland and saying yes to everything we can say yes to. Huh.
Mary Vedina has been our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the creator of symptomcalendar.com. I want to thank Mary for coming here and husband Mike for coming along as well. Good to have you on the program. Met you at a party a couple of weeks ago. I was like, ooh, this is something we probably should talk about on the radio.
We did.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Jeffrey, thank you for the opportunity.